Today's daf is daf chav tes, and we're going to start on daf chav ches on the bays at the Mishnah. Ben Mir Oimer, b'chal yoyim v'yoyim mispal adam shmon esrei. A person should daven every day the shmon esrei, the regular shmon esrei. Shuamam ein yud ches, an abridged version, which we'll discuss at length in the Gemara. V'kivayim im shigurot philosophy fiv, if somebody his davening is fluent, mispal yudchas, he should daven the regular shmon esrei. Mlav, if it's not fluent, men yudchas, he should say them en yudchas. Next part of the Mishnah. Rav Elazar Omer, ha'isa tefilas kfa, as somebody, we'll talk about this in the Gemara, somebody makes his tefila kfa, he doesn't he just becomes something of route, ain't tefilas tachnunim. So his tefila is not considered tachnunim. Again, the Gemara will explain this. Somebody goes in a place where it's dangerous, he should say a short tefillah. What does he say? Omer, Hashia Hashem is Amcha, Hashem should save his nation, the Sherish Yisrael, the remnants of Klal Yisrael, b'chol parshas ha'iver, what parshas ha'iver means we'll see in the Gemara, Yitzorchem lufanechem, their need should be in front of you, Baruch at Hashem, Shemei tefillah. Ha'irochav al-chamor, if somebody was riding on a donkey and this man tefillah came, is the halacha yored v'yispalel, he should come off the donkey and daven. Veim en yachal erit, if he can't leave the donkey, is the halacha yachzer es ponav, he should turn his face towards Yerushalayim. Veim en yachal lachzer es ponav, if he can't even do that, he's traveling in a different direction, he should face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He was traveling on a boat, on a raft. Again, it's hard to change direction. Begins the Gemara. There are 18 brachas in the original version of Shmon Esrei. Who are they? Why was the number 18? In the capital that of Mizmor David, we say it Friday night, Hashem's name is mentioned 18 times. So because of that, we say 18 brachas. Rav Yosef Omer, k'neged yudches askarish b'krishma. In Krishma, Hashem's name is mentioned 18 times. So that's why there are 18 brachas. Rav Tancha Omer Yishu ben Levi, k'neged shmones v'chul yishu b'shedra. There are 18 vertebrae in the spine, and for those 18 vertebrae, we say Shmon Esrei Brachas. So the Pnei Yeshua says a very nice explanation how the connection of the spine to Shmon Esrei. He says, you know, we say that the Remach Avrim, that there are 248 Avrim limbs in the person, connect the Remach Mitzvah Saseh to the and connection to the 250 Mitzvah Saseh. So the question is like this, that the hands, that the feet, eyes are connected to mitzvahs asay, is very understandable because you use your hands, you use your feet to do mitzvahs. But how do the spine get connected to mitzvahs asay? So we're saying in our Shmon Esrei that our entire being and our entire essence is connected to Avodas Hashem. Not only what's obvious, like our hands and our feet, but even our spine. Varav Tachar Mishma Levi Hamspalo. When you daven in the place that you have to bow down, we'll talk about that. You have to bow down to the degree. All the vertebrae in the spine stick out. Until you could see an Issa by his heart. So there's two pshatim. Rashi says pshat is like this: when a person bends down, there are folds formed in the front of his body, that the space between the two folds in the front of his body should be the size of an isser. Isser was a coin that they had in other times. The Rashba says, pshat like this, a person should bend down so much that if there's an isser laying on the floor, he should be able to see the coin because he bent down so much. Rav Chanina Omer, Kim Chanina Rosh, as soon as you shake your head, Shuvein Tzarech. You don't have to do more. However, I'm a Rava, when do we say that's just enough to give a shakel? For who the mitzari nafshei? Somebody's in pain, he's old, he's not well. So bending down, a mechsi commander kari. It's enough that it looks like he's bending down because it's hard for him to do more. Ask the Gemara, Hani Tami, sorry, if we count the Shemoneh Esrei, there aren't 18 brachas. Tishrei have the 19 brachas. Answers the Gemara. Amar of Levi, Birchat Tzedokim B'Yavne Teknua. The Birchat Tzedokim was done later. V'lam Al Shinim was composed later when they were having a lot of problems with the Tzedokim. The Tzedokim are the people that only believe in Torah Shavik Sav, not in Torah Shavik Peh, and they were essentially apikarsim. And when Klai Yisrael were having problems with them, they made up this new bracha. K'negim mitaknua. But we just said before at the beginning of the Gemara that the brach, that the amount of brachas of Shemoneh Esrei have to correspond. So how does it correspond? Amre Levi Lerhil Vered of Shmuel Ben Nachmeni Kneged Kela Kovid Rehirim. In that capital, there's the pasuk Kela Kovid Rehirim. Now Kel is a Shem Hashem. It's not Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's still Shem Hashem. So that's the 19th Shem Hashem. Lerb Yosef. That said, we say because of Krishma, Kneged Echad Shev Krishma. When we say the Echad, who do we mean when we say one? We mean Hashem. Rav Tachem Amar Rav Shuban Levi says the vertebrae Kneged Choye Ketan Shev Shedra. There's a small bone in the spine, which the Mefarshim explain is called Luz. It's a small bone that will be the bone that never gets deteriorated even after a person dies, and from that there will be Tchias HaMeisim, and that's the 19th bone. Tanarabon Shimon Apikuli. Shimon Apikuli was in the cotton business. He was a cotton merchant. Here's the Yudchetz Brachos Lufnei Rav Gamliel Al Seder B'Yavne. He came along and he said over to the Shmon Esrei in front of Rav Gamliel in Yavne. What does it mean that he had a Seder? Didn't they all know it? So there's two pshatim. One pshat is that they didn't daven from Sidurim. They didn't have Sidurim, so they did everything by heart. So people forgot things. So that's why he had to come along and put it into, remind them what the exact Nusach was. Another pshat I saw was like this. They didn't have a Nusach like we do, that we say the same Nusach for Shemoneh Esrei every tefillah. They said whatever brachas a person needed. A person needed panasus, so he said Baruch Aleinu. A person needed refu, he said refu'einu. He came along and was masader that you should always say the same nusach for Shemoneh Esrei, no matter what. Amar Gamliel Chachamim, Klum Yesh Anu Shideil Tzakim Berchot Tzedakim. Who is the person that's going to compose the version to say the Berchot Tzedakim? Amit Shmuel Akotin V'Tiknos. So the one that composed was Shmuel Akotin. Why was it Shmuel Akotin? So one pshat I saw is because if you remember from Pirkei Avos, Shmuel Akotin is the one that says B'Nefoil Oyvecha Al Tismach. When your enemies fall, you shouldn't be happy. So here we're making a brach against the tzedakim, but there can't be anything personal. There can't be any personal animosity involved. It has to be purely l'shem shemayim. Who's the person that has that approach and that attitude? Shmuel HaKotten. That's why Shmuel HaKotten was the one that they asked to make the bracha. That's one pshat. Another pshat is like this. The Gemara says that Shmuel HaKotten was right that he should have the Shechina should be on him, that the Shechina should be on Shmuel HaKotten just like Ezra Seifer. Just his generation wasn't worthy. So Shmuel HaKotten was a very, very holy person. The Nefesh HaChaim explains that every word of tefillah, now when we daven, even if we understand the words, we read the words and we think we understand. There's a lot of depth and there's a lot of sisrei Torah in every word of tefillah. And you have to be of a very high madrega to be a person to make that nusach with all the deep understanding that we don't even understand that are there but are really there. Who was the one that had that ability? A person of Shmuel HaKotten stature. And that's why the Chassam Sofer says that sometimes a person will think to himself, you know, wouldn't it be better to daven in the language you understand? You speak English, you should daven in English. You understand English better than Hebrew. The Chassam Sofer says if a person could speak Hebrew and read Hebrew, he should always prefer to daven in Hebrew. Why? Because in the Lashon HaKodesh, there's so much that maybe we don't realize and understand that it's only in that language, not in any other language, so it's always preferable to daven in Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon Acher Shachacha. A year later, Shmuel HaKotten is the Shliach Tzibur, and he's saying the Chazar Sashatz, and he forgot the Nusach of L'malshinim. Again, they davened by heart, so it was easy for that to happen. V'hishka v'ashtayim v'shalashos, he was trying to remember it for 2 or 3 hours, v'loy halu, but they did not remove him from the Amid. Here, it's Raya, the Mefarshim say, we spoke about if somebody makes a stop in Shmon Esrei, does he have to go back to the beginning? Here we see that you don't always have to go back to the beginning. Because the Bnei Yeshua says that, because here he made 3 hours stop, and they didn't make him go back. Ask the Gemara, Amaylai Elur, why wasn't he removed from the Amid? Vam Rav Yehuda Merav, Tav Chalav Brachos Kulon, if somebody makes a mistake in any of the Brachos Shmon Esrei, Emal Nesai, he's not removed. However, if he makes a mistake in Lamal Shinim, we remove him from the Amid. Why? We're concerned that maybe he's an Amoritz and that's why he refuses to say Lamal Shinim. Answers the Gemara, Shani Shmuel HaKotan, the Iyutikna. There's no such a concern in Shmuel HaKotan because he was the person that made the bracha. So obviously he doesn't have this problem. Ask the Gemara, V'nechish Timel HaDebei. True, Shmuel at the beginning was a tzaddik, but why aren't we concerned that he went off the derech? Am Rabbaya, so by answers Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah, Tavolah have a Bisha. Somebody who's good doesn't become bad. Ask the Gemara Veloy, the Ksiv, it says a Pasuk in Yecheskel, Uveshuv Tzadik Mitzitkosoi, when a Tzadik stops doing the right thing, Va'asa Ovel, and he does wrong. So you see that the person that was a Tzadik can end up doing Ovel. Answers the Gemara, Hahu Rashi Mikara. That Pasuk is talking about somebody who was always a Rasha. But somebody who was originally a tzaddik doesn't go off the derech. Ask the Gemara v'loy, is that true? For Tanan, a famous Mishnah in Perkei Avos, it says, nobody should be comfortable about his position until the day he dies. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and after that he became a tzaddiki. I saw an interesting verse. Yochanan, we say, was a Kohen Gadol till he was 80. Now, the Kohen Gadol, specifically Yom Kippur, has to be one to do the Shechita. So you see that somebody could Shecht even when he's 80 years old. You don't have to retire him.
He's over 80.
He's over, because he didn't become a Kohen until he was at least 20, right? Omar Abaya, Sabai says, Hu Yanai, Hu Yochanan. Really, Yochanan and Yanai the same, and Yanai was a Rashi, he killed the Chachamim. Rav Omar, no, Yanei Luchot V'Yochanan Luchot. They're two separate people. There's Yanei and there's Yochanan. Yanei, Rosh Mikara. Yanei was a Rosh from the beginning. V'Yochanan Mitzadik Mikara. V'Yochanan was good. So the Gemara says, Honich L'Abaya. So according to Baita, it says that Yochanan was originally Yanei. So I understand. He was really never good. So that's why, at the end, it just became evident. El Rava, who said that he was good, and he spent most of his life being the Kohen Gadol. So how did he, what happened? El Rava Kasha, Amlak Rava, Tzadik Mikara Nami Dama Hadabay. It is possible for a Tzadik from who was always a Tzadik, even at a late state of his life, to go off the Derech. And I saw from the Yisroch Moshe says, generally that doesn't happen. If a person spent his whole life, he's an old person, and he spent his whole life doing the right thing, generally he'll continue that the rest of his life. There's only one time you have to be worried. If he's a Toyal Rishonis, if he regrets the mitzvahs and the Torah that he learned, then no matter how old and how good he was his whole life, that's when you have to start worrying. So ask the Gemara, Menada, we proved that it's possible that even at a late state of life, a person could go bad. So we should, back to where we started, Yocha Maila school. Why wasn't Shmuel taken off from the Amid when he didn't say the Bracha Al Shinim with a concern that maybe he's became a tzaddiki? Answers the Gemara, Shani Shmuel HaKotn De'Atzchaba. It's not that he didn't begin the bracha. He began the bracha. So I see he's not a tzaddiki. He just couldn't finish the bracha. He forgot the nusach. Dom Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Ritam Rav Shimon Levi. When do we say that if somebody makes a mistake for Lamashinim that we remove it? Loshana Loshala Hitzchaba. That he didn't begin the bracha at all. That's when we're concerned that he became one of them. Abel Hitzchaba, if we began it, so then we see that he's not one of them. And Gomri, we let him complete it as he remembers the bracha. Ask the Gemara, Hani Shev the Shabbos Kenegami. On Shabbos, there are 7 brachas in the Shmon Esrei. The 3 brachas of Avos, the 3 last brachas, and the bracha in the middle that mentions Shabbos. So where do we get the 7? Amrav Chalafta Ben Shol, Kenegit Shiva Koilos, Shamed David Alamayim. That in the capital Alamayim, it says the word Kol 7 times. So Mefarshim explained like this. The Torah was given on Shabbos. The Torah was given with koilos, with noise. So we look at the capital that speaks about kol, and it mentions the word kol 7 times. So the Pnei Yeshua asks a Pashta Kasha, how could you have less than 7 brachas? You need. You always have Ovis a three. You always have the last three is another three. And you need one to say Shabbos. So you have a minimum of seven. So what's the Gemara's kashin? The Gemara finds a Pasuk in Tehillim. He couldn't have less than seven anyway. So Pnei Yeshua says, no, there's a way to have six. Just like we find by Yal V'Yavai, that Yal V'Yavai is not a separate bracha. It's mentioned in Avodah. So you could have maybe also had that not make Shabbos a separate bracha, just include Shabbos in the Avodah, and you'll only have six brachas. So ask the Gemara, why do you need seven? The Gemara says, connect the Sheva Kailos. Similarly, Hanatesh the Rosh Hashanah connect me. On Rosh Hashanah, there are nine brachas. Where do we get to the number nine? On Rav Yitzchak, the Minkan Teginan, connect the Tisha, the Skarish, Omer Chana, B'tfilosai. Chana, when she thanked Hashem for having a son, so she said nine times, Shem Hashem. Damamar, and this is most appropriate to Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah nifkad asar rach v'chana. On Rosh Hashanah was the day that Hashem remembered asar rach v'chana that they had children. Again, the Pnei Yeshua says, what, the same pshat, you could have included Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofaris in one bracha. Why do we have them in seven brachas to add up to nine brachas? Because of chana. Hani esim v'ar b'tanesa k'neged mi. On a tanis sibra, the Gemara Masechta Tanis, and the Hashem will learn, speaks about that they added six extra brachas. So you have a total of 24. So ask the Gemara, how do you get to the number 24? Amrav Chelba, k'nege choftal renonis, sh'omer shlom v'shor sheikhn aron l'beis kotshe kotshe. After Shlom HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and he was going to place the aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the doors weren't opening, so he said a special tefillah, and in that tefillah he mentioned a lashon of begging Hashem, of pleading to Hashem 24 times. Ask the Gemara, if that's significant, so we should always have 24 brachas in every Shemoneh Esrei. Why only on Taneisim? Answers the Gemara, Amos Aminu Shlomo. When did Shlomo say this? On a day that he needed special mercy, that the doors were closed, and he needed special rachmonis. Anan nami, when do we say it? B'yom d'rachmi amrli, on a tainus, when Klai Yisrael is fasting because they need something. So he said, Rav Yeshua Omer, that if a person is in certain circumstances, he should say me'en shman esrei. My me'en shman esrei, what's the definition of me'en shman esrei? Rav am me'en ka bracha l'bracha. Take every bracha and say in a bridge version. For example, you start at the chayin el adam das, don't say the rest of bracha, baruch atah Hashem, and so on. With Shmuel Amar, that's not considered Me'en Shemoneh Esrei. What is Me'en Shemoneh Esrei? You take all of the brachas and you combine it into one nosuch that speaks about all the subjects that are in the Shemoneh Esrei. We say, Avivneinu Hashem al kenel das darkecha. Hashem should teach us to know His ways. Omolos levenu lirasecha should guard our hearts to fear Him. V'tislach lanu, and He should forgive us liyaskulim, to be redeemed. V'chakeinu michaveinu, we should be distanced from any pain. V'deshneinu b'nois artzecha, we should be live happily in the beauty of your land. U'nefetzaseinim arba tekavitz, and the people who are dispersed should be collected from the four corners of the world. V'asoyim adatcha yishpetu, those that go against you, wander from you, should be judged. V'arishoyim tanav yotcha, you should raise your hand against the rishoyim. V'yismechu tzadikim, and the tzadikim should be gladdened. V'binyan ircha b'sikun echalecha, with the rebuilding of your city Yerushalayim, and with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a very, very nice verse in the Gra. The Gra says, v'yircha we say binyan, and v'dehecha we say tikkun. Why? He said, because we know that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is already created. It just has to come right down. So ircha, the city of Hashem, needs a binyan, needs to be built. The Heichel doesn't need to be built. It just needs a tikkun to come down from Shemayim to the earth. David should be the rebirth of the kingdom of David. Terem nikkur, before we even daven, atah tana, baruch atah Hashem, shemei atfil. Says the Gemara, light ala Abaya. Abaya used to curse Amanda Matzli. Somebody says this. Because the right thing to do is to say Shemoneh Esrei as you're supposed to. And Taisha says that that's the halacha, but Taisha says, of course, under extenuating circumstances, somebody should say Avineinu. Our minig is not to say Avineinu, because we really don't have two reasons. First of all, we don't really ever have the right kavana, as we said a number of times. And number two, if we'll be allowed to say Avineinu, we'll always say it. So that's why we don't say Avineinu. Amishmu, Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Adam Havineinu. A whole year a person is allowed to say the Havineinu, Chutz Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov, besides Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov, and they should tzarech loyim Havdol B'choyin and Adas. You have to say Atachon and Tanu, and that's not part of the Havineinu Nusach. Maskula Rav Shmuel, V'nemre Brocha Reviz Lufnei Atzma. Why don't we just say, you could say Havineinu, but just add Atachon and Tanu as a separate bracha before you say the Havineinu. Miloy Tanan, Rav Kiva Oima, I'm a broker of Yisrael Fnei Atzmai. Rabbi Kiva holds that you never say just Atochan Antanu. What we do with Atochan Antanu is we just put it into the Atochai name. Rabbi Kiva says that it's always a separate broker. Rabbi Kiva says that you say it at the beginning after others. Rabbi Leza says that Atochan Antanu is a separate broker. You say it Aida. So why don't you just do that at Matzah Shabbos? If you're in a rush, say Atochan Antanu as a separate broker and then say Havineinu instead of having to have to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Answers the Gemara. The whole year do we do what Rabbi Kiva says, that we turn it into a separate bracha, the Hashdi Namid Nevid, that we should do it on this type of situation? Why don't we do what Rabbi Kiva said? Because Tamni started ticking. Chazal said you have to make this many brachas. Tishus Reloi ticking, not an extra one. Hachanami Sheva ticking. In the Havineinu, there are seven brachas. Three at the beginning, three at the end, and the middle one. Tami leitak, not an eighth one. So that's why you can't make Havineinu into separate bracha. Maskla mazitru v'nichla mechlal Havineinu Hashem alkeinu hamavd v'kodesh l'chayu. Good. You can't say it as a separate bracha because we don't pass like a bekiva. So just say some sort of a remembrance of Havineinu. And says the Gemara, it's kasha. So we said here already that whatever the Gemara says kasha, not to yofta, there's a teretz. What's the teretz? So Ben Yonah says very simple teretz. He says that if somebody's going to just say a zecher of Atochan Antanu, people are going to make a mistake that on a regular situation, Atochan Antanu is a separate bracha. I'm going to turn it into a separate bracha. And we don't paskin like a bekiva, where Atochan Antanu is not a separate bracha. So that's why we don't say it. So there's a beautiful verse from Chaim Briska based on this Rabbeinu Yonah. Rav Shlomo Berman brings down this verse. He asks, if you ever notice when you bench, so if you have to on Shabbos or on Yom Tov or Shchodesh, you say Ritzeu or Yal V'Yavoy before Vnei Yerushalayim. But when you say Alamichya, you say Ritzeu and Yal V'Yavoy. You mention Shabbos or Shchodesh after Ubin Yenircha. So he says, why? He says very beautifully. He says, what is the halach if somebody skipped Ritzeu or somebody skipped Yal V'Yavoy? On certain times, not Rosh Chodesh. You have to say a separate bracha. Where do you say it after Vinay? He says that whatever you have to, the only thing Chazal, the Rabbeinu Yonah said, the only thing that we always make a zecher of is something that's a bracha. But Ritzei is not a bracha before Vinay Yerushalayim. Ritzei is only a bracha after Vinay Yerushalayim. So we only say it after Vinay Yerushalayim in Alamichya because it's going to be a zecher for a bracha, and a bracha is only after Vinay, not before. And the same in Yal V'Yavoy. And with that, you can answer another kasha. On Purim, on Chanukah, you don't say Al Anisim in Al Amichya. Why not? But with this vart, it's very good. Because you only say a bracha, you only say something in Yal V'Yavoy which corresponds to a bracha. Al Anisim is never said as a bracha. So since it's not a bracha, you don't mention it in Al Amichya. Continues the Gemara. Amar Abi Bebaya. Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Adam Havineinu. A whole year a person could say Havineinu, chutz v'maisa gishamim, besides in the winter. You have to say the same talmater in Shemoneh Esrei. Maskla mazut v'nichla. Why don't we just include it? Mechla v'dashnei v'noisa tzecha. We should say the same talmater, say v'nishnei v'noisa tzecha, and include talmater. And so the Gemara, osla trudi. He's going to get confused if he adds something. Ask the Gemara, yachi. So the previous Gemara, we have a simple answer. Havdol b'chanadas. You know why we don't say it? Because Nami Osla Trudi, it's confusing. Answers the Gemara, Amri. Hasim Kivin Asim Tchil Slusa. When would we say that the Chanatana? At the beginning of the davening. Loi Matri, that won't confuse you. Hacha, where are you going to say it? Kivin the Asim Emts Slusa. You're going to say it in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. Matri. It's confusing, and that's why I didn't say it. Ask the Gemara, Maskler is Ashiv Nemer B'Shmei Tefillah. So why don't we say the same Talmud in Shmei Tefillah, which is not the beginning? We're saying that when you get confused in the middle, but Shmei Tefillah is the end. Dom Rav Tancham Amar Rav Asim. We're going to talk about this halacha. Tov lo hiske gvur se shom tchias ameisim. If somebody missay mashu ruach mar dageshem machzir noisoy, he has to repeat the Shemon Esrei. Sheilu b'brichas Hashanah. But if somebody skipped the Saint Talmud and Berach Aleinu, ain't machzir noisoy. We don't make him repeat the Shemon Esrei. Why? Because he could have said v'shmei tefila. And the same halacha is v'habdol b'chayin adas. If somebody skipped Atochan and Tana Motzei Shabbos, Emach Zirma, so we don't make him repeat the Shemon Esrei. So what's the problem? Say it in Shemay Tefillah, which is at the end, and you don't get confused. And it says, Gemara, Toshani, Saint Talmud doesn't belong in Shemay Tefillah. You only say it if you forgot it in the right place. So to go and specifically say that that's where it should be, you don't do. So Gemara discusses this halacha, an important halacha lemaisa. Gufa, Amrav Tach, Amrav Asi. Tov lo hiske gvur se shom betchias ameisim. If somebody did not say mash baruch and mar gush betchias ameisim, machzir so he has to repeat the Shemon Esrei. And that's the halacha. If somebody skipped it, he has to repeat the Shemon Esrei. However, if you daven nusach svart, so if in the summer you don't say mar gush baruch and mar gush, but you say mar atal, and the halacha is if you said mar atal in the winter, then you don't have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. Sheilu b'rich sashonim. If you missed saying the same Talmud and Brich Shonim, Emechzir Nesai. You don't have to repeat it. Neshiyach Elohim B'Shmei Tefillah. V'Avdol B'Chan and Das. Similarly, if somebody skipped Avdol B'Chan and Das Matzah Shabbos, Emechzir Nesai Neshiyach Elohim B'Shmei. You can make Avdolah, and therefore you'll say that. Meisvei. So the Gemara talks first about the same Talmud. Here we said, if you skipped it, you could say the Shmei Tefillah. Ask the Gemara, the Brisa says, Tov loy hiski gvur se shom betchias ameisim. If somebody missed mashu baruch ha-mar gashem, machzir noisoy. And let's just talk about that halacha for a moment. If somebody skipped mashu baruch ha-mar gashem, if he already started baruch ato Hashem, and he realizes before he says mishaya ameisim, he should just end off lamdeni chukecha and go back. If he already said mishaya ameisim, if he began ato kadosh, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei. If he didn't begin at the Kaddosh, he could still correct himself. Sheil v'rich sashonim, if somebody missed the same talamotor, machzir nesoy. We make him repeat the Shemon Esrei, v'avdol v'choyin adas, and if he skipped havdola at the chanantano and choyin adas matzu Shabbos, and machzir nesoy b'nei shiyoch lo amirel kosh. But what do we have here? Here it says that if you skip the same talamotor, machzir nesoy. You have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. A moment ago we said, ey machzir nesoy, you don't have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. And it says the Gemara, like Kasha. Habi yachid, habi tzibur. It makes a difference if somebody's davening b'chidus or somebody's davening with dominion. Ask the Gemara. Mitzibur my tamaloi. What's the reason that if somebody skipped the same talamotor, we don't make, by, when he's davening b'tzibur, we don't make him repeat it? Misham nisham, mishal shlich tzibur. He'll hear it when the shlich tzibur says the same talamotor in the Chazar Shashatz. So we learned before that the reason you don't have to repeat the Shemon Esrei because you're going to say it in Shemon Tefillah, that's not the reason. Say the real reason. You should say the real reason. And it says the Gemara, it's Taka talking that he's davening even without a minute. If we remember before he said Shmei Tefillah, they skipped the same Talmotor, say it in the Shmei Tefillah. If he only remembers after he said Shmei Tefillah, so then he has to go back. Where did he go back to? That means somebody skipped the same Talmotor, and he also forgot about Shmei Tefillah. Where does he go back to? So Tosfos says, there's a long Tosfos. Tosfos says you go back just to Shmei Tefillah. But that's not the way we paskin. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch that you go back to Baruch Aleinu. Says the Gemara, Aram Tancham, Aram Ravasi, Aram Shum Alevi. Tov lo hiske shor Rosh Chodesh b'avoida. If somebody forgot to say Yal of Yavoi, Chodesh l'avoida. He goes back to Ritzei. This is a common mistake people make. That when, if you remember that you didn't say Yal of Yavoi, and you're going back, so if you remembered, again, you said v'sachzer ha'nein v'shuchl tzion, say baruch ato Hashem, and then you realize you didn't say yal v'yavoy, say lamdeinu chukach and go back. If you realize later, you don't go back to yal v'yavoy, you go back to Ritzei. You start by Ritzei, and you say the yal v'yavoy. Niske b'ayda, choyz l'avoyda. If you remember in the middle of baruch ato Hashem chodno l'hoydus, go back to Ritzei. B'sim sholoy, if you remembered why you were saying sim sholoy, that you didn't say yal v'yavoy, again, choyz l'avoyda. But if you finish the whole Shemon Esrei, Chayz l'Rosh. You have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Amra Papa Reid of Achbar Ada. Hada Amar. This that we just said. Sayin. That if somebody finished the Shemoneh Esrei, Chayz l'Rosh. Loyar Ma'a Shaku Raglov. That he went already back. Ava Loyaku Raglov. So it's considered as if he's still in middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. Chayz l'Avoid. You can go back to it say. Amalai Menalacha. Who taught you this? Amalei Ma'ava Mari Shmili. I heard it from Abamari, Abamari heard it from Mirav. Amrav Nachma Yitzvah. Hada Moron, this is what we just said. Akir Raglov, Chayz L'Rosh, that if you went out of Shemoneh Esrei, you go back to, and you missed Yal V'Yavoy, you go back to the beginning. Loy Amar El Shein Rog, Loy Metachnunim Ach Tfilosoy. That he's not, doesn't usually say, like we say, Alokain Tzar. Av Rog, Loy Metachnunim Ach Tfilosoy. If somebody says Alokain Tzar, Chayz L'Avoyde, even though he was already Akir Raglov. That's the first lashon. The Ikad Amri disagrees. Aram Nachman Yitzchak. This is the way we paskin. Hadamarn kiloyakav raglov chayz l'avoyda. That if you didn't step back, you go back to avoyda. Loyamarn is because al shirag loymer tachnunim. So this person has two things. He usually says tachnunim, and he didn't step back. Ach tfilosad avul em any rag loymer tachnun ach tfilosad. He doesn't usually say al kain tzar. Chayz l'Rosh, even though he wasn't Oikla Ragla. And that's the way Taisha says that we paskin. So let's just review. If you remember anywhere during the Haidah part of Shemoneh Esrei that you skipped Yal V'Yavoy, go back to it, say. If you're up to the second Yil L'Rotzim, because we say Yil L'Rotzim twice, we say Yil L'Rotzim after Hamavarach Samo Yisrael B'Shalom, and then after Alokai Netzar. So if you remember anywhere before you said the second Yil L'Rotzim, you could go back to it, say. Once you say the second Yil L'Rotzim, even if you didn't walk back anymore, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So I want to tell you two things that I saw. There's a lot to say here. One thing I saw from Shlomo Zalman. You know, a lot of shuls have a lot of minyanim going on at the same time. So let's say somebody realized he didn't say Yal V'Yavoy, and he didn't, and he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If it's at all convenient, he should go to another minyan that's starting Shemoneh Esrei and daven Shemoneh Esrei along with them, so he'll have to feel a bit tzibur. Because a Shemoneh Esrei without Yal V'Yavoy, many mefarshim say is as if he didn't daven at all. It's not that he missed the Yal V'Yavoy, it's considered that he missed Shemoneh Esrei. So you want to say the right Shemoneh Esrei with a tzibur. So Shlomo Zalman says if it's at all possible, go to the place where they're saying there's a minyan going on, and you can say Shemoneh Esrei with a minyan. Then there's a very interesting shiloh that I saw for a Moshe, an Igros Moshe. This is a very common shiloh for somebody who remembers that he didn't say Yal V'Yavoy late in Shemoneh Esrei. So what are we saying? He has to repeat from Ritzei. Now it's very likely that now his Shemoneh Esrei is going to end up being much longer. And while he's repeating from Ritzei, the Chazan begins the Chazor Sashatz, and they're going to get to Kedusha. So normally, while you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to answer Kedusha. We learned it already. Is this person who's repeating the last part of Shemoneh Esrei because he missed Ritzei allowed to answer Kedusha or not? And Moshe says he's allowed to.
Why?
It's not for now, but it's a long hesber, but he says he's allowed to. Continues the Gemara. If somebody makes a tefillah kva, then he should make a tachnun. My kva, what does that mean? On Rav Yaakov, Idi, on Rav Oishe, kosh tefillah so dama lov kamasri. The tefillah is like a burden. It's not that he goes to davening and it's a burden on him. He doesn't really want to go. Rabbanan amri kol she'en amri b'loshen tachnunim. He doesn't say tefillah that he's pleading to Hashem. He has to daven to Hashem that he's pleading to Hashem. And it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch brings down both of these halachas. That a person should not treat davening as a burden, and when he davens, he should daven b'loshen tachnunim. Rabbi Rav Yosef Dami Tavayu, what pshat ois tefillah kva, kol she'en yochel chadash b'dover. That he can't say something new. In other words, if a person's davening is just like the nusach that he says up, that means that the tefillah isn't the proper tefillah. Om Rav Zera, ana yuchal nul chadush b'milsa. I certainly have the ability to add new kavanas, new requirements in my tefillah. However, Mr. Finna, I'm scared to do it. Dilma matridna. Maybe if I start, you know, if you daven from the siddur and you daven the right nusach, it goes right. Once you start adding, you may make a mistake, and it's not necessarily kedai to do it. Abai bar oven, Rav Chanina bar oven, Dami Tavayu. Kol she'en mispalam d'du mechama. What pshat tefillah kva? He doesn't daven when the sun is either going up or going down. He says, when is the proper time to daven? The right time to daven is when the sun is up or down. Where do we see this from a pasuk? Yerucham Shemesh. A person should see Hashem when the sun comes up. That means a person should daven shachris by the nets. Ulfneyerach, before the moon comes, as the sun goes down, that's when he should daven. And dor dorin, if somebody does that, he will be zoyche to have generations of children that serve Hashem. However, it says, light alab marava, and at Israel they used to curse a man, the matzlim dumdum echama. Somebody that davens at the end of the day, davens mincha late. Why? My tama, if you daven mincha very late, dimma mitzvah shata, what may happen is you'll get something will come up and you'll end up missing mincha. So even though there is an inyan to daven mincha late, it's dangerous because you may end up chas v'shalom missing mincha. Continues the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Rav Shua Mahalach of Makom Sakana, if somebody goes in a place where it's dangerous to go, mispal tefillah ktzara. He davens a tefillah ktzara. What tefillah ktzara? B'chol pashas ibur. Whenever we end the ibur, b'chol pashas ibur yir tzorchem l'fanecha. Our need should be in front of you. Baruch at Hashem shmei tefillah. Ask the Gemara, my pashas ibur. What does that mean, pashas ibur? Amr of Chizda, Amar Ukva, that we're saying, Vafil b'shosh at the mismal aleim evro. Even when you fill yourself up with anger, that Hashem is full of anger, chas v'shom, against us. Ki ish ovro, like a woman who's pregnant and is full of her child, still, you kotzar fein l'fenecho, you should not forget us and forget our needs. Ikad Amri, what does b'shosh pashas ibur mean? Amr of Chizda, Amar Ukva, Vafil b'shosh aleim evro al debre Torah. Even if Chas v'Shalom are doing Klaiso are doing Averis and they're going against what the Torah tells us, still you call Tzorchein L'Fanecho, whatever we need you should give us. So Ritva says both of these Pshatim mean that we're doing Averis, just different ways of explaining Parashas Ibur. So why don't we say that we're doing Averis? Say what you mean, we're doing Averis, and help us. So Ritva says we don't want to mention explicitly that we're doing Averis. That's why we couch it in the terms of Parshas Ibur.